You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Consumer New Zealand has recently conducted an investigation into diet teas, which found many included the ingredient senna, an ingredient that has a laxative effect and is meant to be an ingredient that is prescribed over the counter rather than widely available. This is because the long-term use of the ingredient can cause liver damage. Director of Consumer New Zealand, Sue Chetwynd, joined me where we discussed how this has been allowed to be available on the market for decades. She starts by telling me a bit more about her investigation.
Look, what we did was we were looking at detox teas and diet teas and to see what they actually contained. And what we found was that they contained senna, which is a source of sennacides, and that is a pharmacy-only medicine, and it's really to treat constipation. But what we found was that it wasn't widely able to be bought from supermarkets, health shops. So we let the shops know that we think that they shouldn't be selling them, and they've now been withdrawn from sale. So I guess, you know, on several levels we're concerned. Is one that, you know, it could have happened in the first place, that manufacturers seem to be ignorant of their responsibilities, and also there'd been no enforcement of the regulations that say that these that products containing senna shouldn't be, need to be approved to be on sale.
Mm. So can you explain to us a little more about the kind of checks in place to make sure these things don't happen?
Yeah, so MedSafe is the government agency that is meant to approve products containing senna being on sale to the public. And the reason why is that long-term use of senna can lead to liver damage, you know, if it's taken for too long. So, you know, there are side effects from taking these products, so consumers have to be protected. But there, you know, there just seem to be widespread breaching of those rules and ignorance, I guess, as well. And, you know, we're concerned that, you know, the complete lack of enforcement of the regulations as well. I mean, there are fines up to $100,000 for advertising or selling pharmacy-only medicines such as senna without consent, but no action has been taken. Now, it's sitting with MedSafe now, so I'm not quite sure what's going to happen, but we've certainly complained to the Ministry of Health about some of the products that we've seen and the failure to withdraw them.
Mm. How long approximately do you think these products have been on the market for?
Look, it seems like it's been going on particularly for the sort of laxative brands, because that's basically what senna is, for decades, and no action has been taken.
Wow. You discussed kind of the consequences for liver damage for those who are taking this product for a long period of time. Is there any concern about potentially young people taking this and the effects that could have on them?
Yeah, so one of the other problems with these products is that you can buy them online. Well, that in secret itself, not a problem, but, you get the involvement of influencers, and there was one influencer and personal trainer, Sarah Lilly, on her website. She was advertising a detox tea, and she called it Tea-tox, and she would show before and after photos, and, you know, none of those are likely to be real. And, you know, young, particularly sort of, you know, teenage girls would follow her and be buying these products. And they don't, there's no such thing as a detox tea having any value, really. Your body, you know, through your kidneys and liver, you know, detox you. And in fact, you know, taking a laxative, you may be excreting, you know, products that you actually require in your body. So, you know, there are no good outcomes really from taking these detox teas.
You brought up just there the kind of place of influencers in this industry. Does this particularly concern you in how they are acting in the marketplace?
Well, you know, I think there should be much more regulation and an eye being kept on influencers, and they should be treated in the same way that any advertiser is treated. And I mean, it's very hard for an ordinary consumer to tell what's real and what's paid for with influencers. And, you know, there should be, I think, some rules around them, you know, disclosing that they have been paid to say things, particularly positive things about products, when they may or may not use them or have any idea of their effects or, you know, the detriment or benefit of them.
Something I'm asking our listeners today is whether they think the diet industry is potentially dangerous. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, look, the diet industry, you know, has been around for years with new miracle diets for us all to go on and, you know, trade on, concerns about body shape, size and size. So yes, of course, potentially dangerous, and particularly with this kind of thing, which is herbal and supplements, and as people turn to sort of herbal remedies because they think they're better for them, they're told they're better for them, but there's often no substantiation about the claims that are being made. I think there is an issue there, and the supplements industry, you know, does seem to be able to get away with making claims that, say, conventional medicines couldn't make.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.